This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
Welcome to the great Hey Riddle Riddle University. If you walk with me this way, we'll get to see some of the campus's most beautiful spots. To our right is the Casey Tony School of Audio Engineering.
Wow.
Any of you interested in studying that when you get here?
No.
Great.
Kind of want to be more like on mic talent.
Yeah, on mic would be great.
Great. Then you, young sir, might like JPC's School of Bullshit. You sort of have to be filled with nonsense, insane, unhinged person in order to get into that school. You have to fail a lot of tests to get in.
Love that for him. Not necessarily something that I'm interested in.
I'm interested.
Okay.
Motherfucker, piss cousin.
I'm more interested in something a little more conventional. I don't know if this university has something for me.
You might like the crown jewel of our campus, the Adol Refai Library of Puns. It is gorgeous inside there. You have to say sorry 3 times to get in. That's the secret password. If you go to your right, yes, we got a question.
I'm sorry. No, we're in the Library of Puns. Do you mind if I grab a book off the shelf and just let's see? Okay, great. Grab this book off the shelf. Oh, it's an audiobook. No, it's an audiobook. So there will be a brief audio message that will be playing. And this book is called it's T. I'm in the T section. And this looks like it's tractors. So it's like tractors in the T section, and then it's just like, and then also it's a pun, so it has to be cross-referenced.
Are you sure you're not interested in the JPC school bullshit?
I'm not interested necessarily in the pun school. I'm just trying to set up what, because, correct me if I'm wrong, other kid on the tour, does this make sense that it would be tractors and then there would be another pun to like cross-reference? So does that make sense?
Hey man, why are you doing this?
All right,
we don't even know if we're
going
to go to school here.
You're right. I'll put it back. We'll never get to hear what the tractor pun may have been. Okay,
I know this is what the parents want to hear, but we think safety comes first here at Hey Riddle Riddle University.
Ma'am, can I be honest?
Uh-huh.
I balked because I thought he was saying he grabbed a book and it was a T book and a tractor book, and I thought there was going to be some sort of brewed T and tractor pun cross hybrid. And I was terrified.
No,
but now I understand
just
he meant the letter
pun.
T section. I see.
Yeah, it was like the letter T. I picked up the book that said tractor.
Well, let's go back.
You want to go back? Yeah. Let's just open up this. It's the same book.
Sorry. Okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry. This is a completely different section. This is P, and this is a book that says pirate ship. So I'll open this one up and
planks for nothing.
Okay. So I don't want to go to this school of puns, but I get the appeal.
I thought planks for nothing was pretty good.
I liked it, but again,
sorry,
I'm not a pun guy.
I've been rehearsing this tour for weeks.
Ma'am, can we go back to the tractor book? I just feel like that would be
It's too late. It's too late.
Well, I did, ma'am. I did bring the book, so I do have it here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll just crack it open. It's the tractor book, and let's just crack it open now. And
John, dear, time to get up.
All that for that. Great.
Huh. No, hold on. There's got to be a better one. Turn the pages.
Okay, just a couple pages. Shuffle the pages. Here we go.
Oh, sweetie, I tractor my pants.
Can I just leave the book on the ground here, or do I have to go back to
Yeah, you can just leave it right on the ground.
Wait, there's got to be... Shake it out.
Let me shake the book
out. Something's wrong.
And then one more on the tractor
book. Why are you doing this to yourself?
Honey, sorry, it's cold outside. It's time to put on my Harvest.
Okay, I like that one. Will
your
that make it
don't make you warm better? So, as I was saying, safety always comes first here at Hey Riddle University.
Okay,
which is why we have a place for what the students can go if they get hurt or sick.
Oh.
The Aaron.
Why did you look at me
office?
When you said safety first? Because I have these Wolverine claws?
Yeah, I was just wondering if what you were planning on doing with those and if you think you're going to run and get impaled. Is there anything else you'd like to see on the campus? Or it doesn't seem like you, either of you, are that interested
what,
in
you
coming
said it's
here.
The, you said it's the Aaron Keefe dentist office or something? What'd you
nurses.
Say?
It's a nurse's office.
Oh, I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. Do you mind if we take a quick peek inside?
Actually, it's a lot of people who've had very embarrassing injuries, and I just don't want to really...
Oh, we simply must take it. We must
feel like it's going to be
patients.
Some of the highlights.
Yeah.
Well, just we can pop in and then you can name what you see. Right. And just a quick peek in. Go ahead.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, it's a treasure trove. Look at all this.
Well, look at that. It appears to be a woman who was cleaning a fish tank and got sucked inside.
Who, me? I didn't say that. That's a Casey Tony soundboard. That timing was insane.
That building was feet away. Oh, I think I see. Is that a woman working in a Marshall's? And something happened where her shirt came off and a man commented on it.
A Marshall's?
Nordstrom, and it was a full shirt opened up and one of her tits fell out.
Thank
doesn't
you.
Matter.
That's
you
the best
turn
moment
this,
of my
like,
life.
Shut this curtain.
What else?
Doesn't matter.
What else?
Anywhere else on the campus that you'd like to see?
Hold on. I see some more stuff in this room.
Leave them
here.
Alone.
This room
someone
is...
shitting their pants in a New York hotel room. Right
that's the last
audition.
Episode. That's not even fair.
Huh. Yeah,
anyways.
I mean, we can really make a meal out of this room. This one seems like it is, wow, this is wild. I never thought I'd see something like this in this room. This is another one of the pun books from the library. This one is S and it's for snakes. And I'll just go ahead and open up snakes. And it says,
poison.
This one says, can I ask you a question? I don't know why the voice, why the audio voice wasn't working on that
kinda
one.
Kind of changed mid pun.
Yeah. So snakes. Let me just go to a different page on snakes. I'll open this one up.
Red and yellow kill a fellow. Red and black friend of Jack.
Okay, so maybe
like
this book
advice
is
for the difference between a corn snake and a coral snake.
Quite honestly, it doesn't seem like you either of you are qualified to get in here. I don't think you probably have the test scores. But it's sweet of you for coming out today, so thank you.
No, and I am, just for clarification, I'm a 33-year-old man, so I probably should not be going
to... Yeah, you got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah, okay.
And I am a 33-year-old man.
And I am JPC.
I'm Adol Rafai.
And I'm Aaron Keefe. And welcome.
Hey, this is the podcast. Hey, blah, 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 blah.
Throw your caps in the air because you just graduated from Hey Riddle College.
Mm-hmm.
Whee!
Mm-hmm.
Not an accredited university.
JPC, no. You make a really good point. This is Hey Riddle, Riddle podcast. we've been doing this for a show for about 10 years. Maybe we're season 2 of the show.
Can I put my cards on the table for you guys?
Mm-hmm. Oh, straight?
Yeah, my dad got me a birthday card, and it says straight birthday. So this is a birthday card for a straight son. Straight son birthday.
Well, they're making cards for everything now.
They truly
very
are.
Very specific.
I did it yesterday. I got a bad haircut. I went to a haircut place. I said, can you give me a bad one? And they said, not a problem, my man. And they gave me a bad one. And it's been, first of all, I usually don't give a shit. But this place, I've gone there. This is my third time going to this place. I've had 2 good haircuts, and the fact that I got a bad haircut, I slipped.
Wait,
I took my eyes.
Let me see.
I took my eyes off the prize. Well, it's hard with the headphones, but it's just like I just went too short. I went too short on top, and I don't have like a ton of hair that I'm like, go ahead and just chop whatever off. There's like a very specific look that I can rock.
Here's what I'll say.
I wasn't paying attention.
One, it doesn't look bad at all to me. Two. If you're unhappy with it, can I ask, is this the same barber, I want to say, that you went to where you said, when he said, tell me a joke, you said, I got a joke for you, Venmo me fucking $10.
I did, yeah, this is the same place,
okay.
That I
okay, so we're putting this together, yeah.
Do you think this was a revenge?
This was 100% on me because he said, what are we doing today? And I panicked and I said something completely different than I have said the last two times that I've been to this place. Because in my opinion, if you've been to a place twice and you've already gotten two haircuts there, at that point, they should just know. They should just be like,
yeah,
we wrote down in our system what kind of haircut you get.
Give me the JPC.
And I'm going to give you the thing that you normally get. And I panicked and I don't have the language to describe my haircut. So what I said was, I was like, take those clippers, run them all over my fucking head and just go nuts, man.
JPC, can I give you a word of advice?
I'd love one. One word.
I think.
That's it.
Damn it. Have you thought about visiting in Central Illinois a little boutique barbery mm-hmm. called 2 Minute Mike's?
I think I might have to go to 2 Minute Mike's.
Mm-hmm. How much is your haircut at this place?
My haircut is $30 at this place.
$30. You could save $28.
I have been to the airport maybe seven times in the last couple of days, and I did go on the way to the airport. There is a haircuttery, and there's a sign outside that says men haircut $13, women's haircut $16. And I do kind of want to go in there and be like, give me a women's haircut. I could afford it.
Yeah.
I'll take the $16 haircut.
My mother is a barber, hairstylist in Kewaunee, Illinois. And she just raised her prices for the first time in like 20 years.
Whoa.
And she felt so bad about it. She raised it from like $10 to $15. And she's like, I feel terrible. I'm like, Mom, you should have done this years ago. You're still undercharging. You're still undercharging. You got to do it.
When people undercharge me for a haircut, because I honestly think $30 is pretty cheap for a haircut, but when people undercharge me for the haircut, I always just like make up the difference on the tip.
Sure.
Because why not, right? Like it doesn't matter. But I still tipped, I think I tipped 30% on this haircut. I think
pretty good.
$10 on a $30 haircut, even though they fucked it up. But he didn't fuck it up. He gave me a bad haircut that I asked for. Well, that's the worst part.
You
I did it to myself.
Self-sabotage.
I truly did. And it goes to show, never take your fucking eyes off the prize. You gotta keep your head in the game.
This is a lesson in nobody notices what you notice about yourself.
True.
Because I think you look great. And I think that that's a really great haircut for you. And I think you look totally normal and good.
Hey, but here's the caveat. I do have headphones on over the part of my hair that they fucked up or that is bad. I am in a dark room and I am far away. So I feel like you could barely see any of my hair at this point. But you are right. You are correct. Mariah did not notice either.
My hope is that when I see you in person, I'm like, ooh, that looks like Russell Crowe in Gladiator.
JPC, don't get me wrong. Nothing, and I mean nothing, would make me happier than you getting a terrible haircut and looking a fool. But unfortunately, today is not that day. I'm not laughing. I'm not throwing a parade from joy. I'm sort of just a little disappointed that I thought I was going to see a hilarious, ugly haircut, and instead you look great.
Now I feel bad for you guys, but it does make me feel better. So I will try at one point to give you a haircut worthy of a total jackass. I'll try to get something so fucked up and bad.
Reverse mohawk?
I miss your train robber mustache. I miss your old-timey. I would like to see any day.
I have been also growing out my beard, and I think eventually I'm going to cut it down, but I do think that I'm going to try to do something really weird and funny with it before I do. I was playing with making a little I want to say goat horns, but upside down, and I do think that once I eventually shave it, if I kept just that, it would look very funny.
Almost like crab pincers.
Yeah.
I'm down
These
for that.
First riddles come from Danny. Hey, y'all. Was that good? I was trying to shock you with the transition into riddles.
I'm still recovering from transitioning into riddles so quickly. I'm reeling.
It's like a cold plunge of riddles. I'm just trying to shock the system.
And I know that I brought it up and there was no implication that other people would, but I thought that at least the two of you would mention how you have dog shit haircuts now.
No, we look normal and good. We're doing great.
I was really hoping that, I don't want to be rude, but...
Misery loves Kathy Bates.
I dyed my hair black after my hair being red for a couple of years. And a lot of people are like, kind of miss the red hair. People are very bold in telling me that they miss my old hair color. But that's my big hair update. Adel, anything to say?
Love you too.
Oh,
great.
Okay.
All right.
Love
so these come
that.
From Danny.
Sorry, I'm talking to my testicles.
Oh, nice. I've been a huge fan for the past 3 years. Since I discovered the pod, I know how much y'all like wordplay, so I made some puzzles for you. The rules of the game are that it's four consecutive names that create three different celebrity names back to back. An example would be Anna Kendrick Lamar Odom. Anna Kendrick, Kendrick Lamar, Lamar Odom.
Okay, so it's Anna Nicole Smith.
Nope.
Hold on.
I'll give clues to people and you have to guess the name. Are you ready?
Got it. Very cool. Yes. Yeah, I like this.
A rocket man and a cinema cowboy get impersonated on Whose Line Is It Anyway?
John, what was the, Elton John Wayne Brady.
Yeah, great job.
Elton John Wayne Knight, Knight Styles.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Ow, 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 ow. My brain. A YouTuber turned boxer says it's a bridge over troubled waters after getting rejected from America's Got Talent.
This is Logan Paul Simon Pegg.
Nope. You're so close. You're so close.
Logan Paul Simon Cowell?
Cowell?
Yeah.
Wait, Cowell got rejected on American Idol?
No, he's...
He did the rejecting.
He does the rejecting. And God, he picked up the cowl. He's Batman now.
Yes. This person went from mall cop to a director of Titanic proportions, but there was always something about Mary.
Paul Blart Cameron.
Plop, 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 plop.
Paul Blart Titanic fart? What is that guy's name? Kevin James Cameron. What was the last
one? Diaz. Mm-hmm. Diaz.
Perfect. You got it. He carelessly whispered, "Come on and slam," and I replied, "Nope."
Lionel Richie.
Nope.
I never gonna dance whisper. Again. George Michael?
George Michael Jordan.
George Michael Jordan.
And what was the last clue?
Nope.
Peel.
Mm-hmm. Peel. Key and Peel.
Good one.
Key and Peel.
Bob offered me a burger for $100, but I requested a new deal.
Okay. That guy, what is his name?
H. John Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm. And then Franklin's the beginning of the last name.
H. John Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, Delano Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Can I say?
What's wrong?
This is one where nothing's wrong.
Are you okay? The hair looks great.
This is one where nothing's wrong. I've been watching Bob's Burgers. It's one of those things we like to put on a lot of TV for Spaghetti because she does not like to hear any noise happening outside, and they've been cutting down a tree on our block this week, and so she's very upset about that. So we've been putting on Bob's Burgers for her. And I'd never seen it. Mariah really liked it. And I'd seen like some episodes of it, but I've been kind of just watching it from the beginning as I like come in and out of the room. That's a very funny show. It is fantastic. It's a very well done show.
And I have to say it marks the return, I believe, of one of my favorite actors who for a while was faded into obscurity and now plays the mayor of Bob Burgers, Kevin Klein.
I love Kevin Klein.
Kevin Klein is a national fucking treasure. And I feel like for like 10 to 12 years, he just kind of, after like Orange County, I felt like he disappeared. And now he's back.
JPC, I've told you this so many times, but you remind me so much of Kevin Klein. Every time I see a clip of young Kevin Klein, I'm like, that's JPC.
That's a compliment. I will say that it's been very fun to watch it. Some of the episodes, the first seasons, don't really age well. But on the whole, the show does. And something that Mariah said, which is I think is very cool, she was like, one of the things that she likes about Bob's Burgers is that the family unit, which is central to Bob's Burgers, they all really love each other and they don't really like shit on each other. Mm. And if you watch the show, it is very true that the family does like they like yell at each other or whatever, but they all have this like undercurrent that they like love and care about each other. Not the way I like to run a podcast, but a very fun thing for
it's
a
really
comedy.
Good for your nervous system. If you're going through a breakup or having a hard time, Bob's Burgers is like a perfect binge, I think.
JPC, I agree that it's a nice premise to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Exactly. The other thing that I mentioned about Bob's Burgers is that I was looking up the voice actors and, you know, seeing who was who, because every episode has, you know, special guest stars. And there's a character called Jimmy Pesto, who is like Bob's rival from across the street. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't place the voice, and then I looked it up, and it's Jay Johnson. I can't remember if that's the guy's name.
Oh, and they recast him or they killed off the character because he was at January 6th.
He was one of the January 6th guys. He used to be on like Mr. Show and Sarah Silverman program, and he was a January 6th guy. And then everyone on the show, I don't think he even got arrested, but everyone on the show was like, we don't want to work with this guy anymore. Yeah. So they recast that character. I thought that was very funny.
This Laker had Carolina on his mind while emitting more carbon than any other celebrity.
So, LeBron James Taylor Swift.
Wow.
A Redwood director has a career-ending scream, and to make himself feel better, he looked up sex gifts. Thank you, Casey. He's awake. He's alert. He's awake. He's caffeinated.
I missed the first chunk of it.
A redheaded director had his career ended by a scream
Ron
and to make
Howard
him feel
Dean.
Better, he looked up sex gifts.
Martin?
No. This is actually like a perfect
gifts.
Yeah, it's a perfect encapsulation of Hayward of Riddle
Ron
lore.
Howard Dean.
We talked about this on the show in the in the Patreon episode where I was going back and pulling old tweets that you guys had done, and this was one of an old tweet that was not one of you. That was an actor from Breaking Bad. And that is Mr. Dean Norris.
Dean Norris?
Dean Norris tweeted out famously sex gifts one time as he was trying to search for
his
Hank.
Yes. That's outstanding.
Yes. He kind of looks like Michael Chiklis. And that they're both like bald cops.
Bops, if you will.
Bops.
Hope these weren't too easy or too obscure. You're the best. So thank you, Danny, for those. I really enjoyed those.
Those, a million more of those, please. What a tasty morsel.
I will always take any opportunity to remember that Dean Norris tweeted out sex gifts. Thank you so much for your service.
Mm-hmm. All right. So similar part of your brain, I think you'll be using for these.
Oh, sorry, Aaron. This is embarrassing. Similarian.
Slams door shut. I'm not coming out until you guys agree to be nice to me. I'm serious.
Aaron, we love you.
Beg.
You're the...
And I didn't do anything and I didn't even get the reference because I'm not a fucking nerd.
Okay, so these are from Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Hi, great. Taylor.
Thank you for writing these, Taylor. I call these bantonyms. Each clue contains antonyms that, when said out loud in reverse order, correspond to the name of a popular musician or musical group. Here are a couple easy ones as examples.
Okay.
Tail video would be Radiohead.
Tail
boys
video. Mm-hmm. Oh,
tail
I see.
Tail video, Radiohead.
Oh, Radiohead. So it's also, it's like reversed.
It's upside down and inside out.
Boys
it's like
sugar
a crisscross.
Becomes.
Girl salt. Salt girl.
So Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Hold on.
In the 90s, I loved the Salt Girls.
Veruca.
And cat living turns into
dog dead. Dead dog.
Get busy dying.
Dead dog. Mouse.
What? The opposite of cat is dog.
It's got to be dog. It can't be the opposite.
Most of these are from the 90s because I'm uncultured and basic. I hope you enjoy.
What's,
are you ready?
What's the opposite? Oh, hold on.
Opposite of cat is mouse?
Before we start, Adel, what would be a better opposite of mouse? I mean, you can go vole, but that's pretty obscure.
I want to say dead mouse. the opposite of mouse to me would be is rat. No, that's too. They're in the same genus.
Yeah, the opposite of mouse is actually pretty hard.
Oh, that is very
owl.
Hard. Owl's a good one.
Owl eat mouse.
Owl or hawk would be very good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The opposite of cheese.
Yeah, I guess it's really hard to. I guess we really have to define our opposites at
the
this
court
point.
The court needs your answer on what you've
Aaron,
decided. You have like
I have
10
my
minutes,
final
guys.
Answer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have my final answer.
Say we the
I'd
jury.
Like to apologize. We the jury would like to apologize to Taylor. Your answer is perfect.
Wow. Cowards escape. Actually, you know what? Fuck that. I want to see a scene. Adel, we're going to see a scene. You are going to be playing the new superhero opposite mouse. And there's a bank robbery. Aaron and I are people caught up in this bank robbery, innocent bystanders. And opposite mouse just showed up and saved the day. And Aaron, we are struggling to describe what opposite mouse is.
Great.
Let me get you two out of this building. Ha ha! Another job well done by Opposite Mouse. Om.
Oh.
My catchphrase is Om, because the OM is on my chest.
Opposite
well,
Mouse.
Chest, abdomen, thorax,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it.
Sure. Anyway.
Thank you.
Well, before you go, would you like to leave a review? I like to have the people I save or rescue, I'd like to have them leave a review and be as descriptive as possible
sure.
about the moment I came in to save you. So let's start with what you saw when I entered the building to help you out.
I mean, you were great. I don't know if, can I say that up front? Is that we both thought, right? That's cosigned?
Yeah. And you're
so good.
Just more, that is fantastic. More specifics would be great.
Sure.
Super.
Pardon my wings here.
You've wings. Wings. Okay,
but he brushed the back of his coat, so I think that those are just like, I think it's like tuxedo wings, I believe.
Are you super villain? Superhuman.
No, you're good.
My name is Opposite Mouse.
Opposite Mouse, you're good, right? Because you stopped, obviously, the bank robbers who were, victims of circumstance, if we really think about it.
Opposite Mouse, I think you would really love our friend who we want to set you up with. How would you describe yourself?
Oh, my God, yes. You would be so perfect for our friend who we'll tell you about later.
Okay, yeah, we'll tell you about that friend later.
Yes. I would describe my face as non-mousy. I would describe my appetite as lactose intolerant.
Mm-hmm.
I would say no tail. I'd say never get caught in a trap. I'd say I live in the opposite of a hole in the wall.
So here's the thing, Opposite Mouse. I feel like we know exactly who you aren't.
Sure.
But our friend, who is very attractive and successful, and I think would be a very good match for you, is really more interested in who you are. Like, who is Opposite Mouse?
Who I am. I am resistant to poison. I am...
Okay.
I am friends with cats. I am not dirty at all. I am never fed to snakes.
So we're gonna... go to brunch.
Oh, I love brunch.
If we leave now, we're never going to be able to set him up with our friend.
Yeah, that's a fake.
Oh, I'm getting it now. I'm so sorry. I was thinking about Caitlin. I had Caitlin in mind.
Oh my God, he would love because they would be Caitlin. They would be
they'd be perfect.
Oh, call her and describe me. Call her and describe me physically.
Okay.
Did you stub your toe?
She did. She did, yes. Let's get Caitlin. Okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I need to listen to this a little bit longer.
This is actually...
God.
This is Caitlin's voicemail. She's so funny. But this is, this is her... It'll beep in a second, but there's a little more.
Hello? Hi, are you?
She gets me every time with this.
Just kidding, I'm not at the phone. Just remember, I love being set up. I'm Caitlin. Beep. Just kidding.
Yeah, so we think you'd be perfect for Caitlin because you're both fucking annoying.
That was a fake beep. Oh.
God damn it, Caitlin.
Scene. All right, let's do these.
I was a bat.
Oh, thank you, Adela. We're so sorry. Could have just been Batman. Knight veteran.
I forgot what
we're
doing.
And these are... What are we doing?
Day.
Come on, you guys. Please.
Knight veteran. Dr. Day. Knight veteran.
Dr. Dre.
Day hippie.
What would it hippie be day. If it was Dr. Dre?
Knight veteran? What's the opposite?
Day,
veteran would be...
Day coward.
Think of someone who... Like a veteran, not necessarily a military veteran, but someone who's maybe... Like, I'm a veteran of...
Day rookie, day novice, day neophyte.
Yeah, you're in it. But it's... Remember, the words are switched, too.
New day. New beginner day.
Novice day? Novice day. Namaste. Namaste.
It's a pretty famous band, and a way of saying that you're, very inexperienced.
Green Day.
Fallout Boy.
Yeah. Fallout Boy. How would you be Fallout Boy for this game? That's way too hard. Girl.
Okay. Lift down.
Girl in.
Spring.
What's spring and girl. Fall? Oh, girl.
Spring. Yeah, girl in spring.
Spring.
Girl in spring.
Spring.
Fallout Boy.
I looked down at the list being like, oh my God, is that one of these?
For more Fallout Boy content, check out Bill Budd's pod. We will be from Under the Corn Tree, the sophomore album of Fallout Boy this month.
Oh, for more content, check out Sitcom D&D over in the HeadGum Network. Really fun.
How does that apply, though? Huh? It's just for more content? For more content, open up a fucking web browser, type in anything. There's some content for your ass. Hit the news tab and go fucking wild.
Okay.
We're
Land
all scrambling
ambiguous.
To plug our side project.
Land
I had
ambiguous.
A very one-to-one to plug this
Me too! Me, I did too!
So, speaking of Opposite Mouse, Chunt the Badger is practically an Opposite Mouse. He can be featured on the
From
podcast.
What?
I love it. I'm happy with it. I love it.
Land ambiguous.
Land
Specific sea.
I don't
Pacific
care.
Pacific sea. Pacific ocean.
Pacific rim.
Pacific. Land. What's the opposite of land?
Sea.
Flight.
Yeah, but it's another
Air.
Way of saying sea.
Water.
Mm-hmm.
Lake. Water.
So that's the second
water?
Word.
And specific.
No, it's not water. You got it. But it's
sea.
No,
sea.
Before,
ocean.
Another way of saying sea. Ocean. Yep.
Okay.
Spray.
No.
And Frank Ocean.
Yep.
Frank Ocean.
Brother Untangled.
Maroon 5.
No.
Brother Untangled. Sister Hazel. Sister Knot.
Remember, it's
loose.
The words are switched too.
Oh, so it'd be Loose Sister.
Twisted Sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be Twisted Sister. Hell fucking yeah.
Solid black. Yeah.
I want to see a scene. We'll be seeing a quick scene here. Aaron, you are trying to set me up with Adel, and Adel is your Twisted Sister.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's so nice to hang out with you outside of the office. Thank you for trusting me.
No, of course. It's great to be here.
Oh, whoa, sorry.
It's always nice to hang with family.
Sorry, who is this?
Sorry.
Who is this?
I'm Jeff. I work with Chris at the office.
Oh.
Sorry, this is my sister, Claire. Claire, I told you to wait 10 minutes before coming to the table.
I got nervous. Also, I just was so curious.
Yeah, you came out of nowhere, though. That was kind of scary, huh, Claire?
Did you come from under the table, Claire?
I came from through the wall. Now, scientists say that if you throw a ball at a wall enough times, eventually the particles will line up to where they phase through it. I took
a
running start. I am not. The Scientist is my favorite Coldplay song. I hit the wall pretty hard the first few hundred times, but the last time I made it through, I might be the first human to do so. Hopefully that makes me appealing.
I don't necessarily know. I was not under the impression that this was a setup. I thought it was just me and Chris were just going to have some, you know, after drink. Your eyes are enthralling.
Oh, thank you. They might have changed when I phased through the wall.
I think they're bleeding. They're bloodshot red.
Claire, are your clothes inside out? You're bleeding and your clothes are inside out and your eyes are bloodshot.
They must be. Yeah, listen, again, I can't stress enough. I don't think anyone's ever done this before.
Mm-hmm.
And again, scientists say a ball, like a baseball, so I don't
you
think they're ready
for... You said that already.
Did I? I'm Claire.
So I don't know
Do
if
I
we were ready for
you?
This today. No, you're my sister. Okay, so today was not the day to set you up with Claire.
I think
I'm
left
so
part of myself in the wall. Can you go get it?
You know what? Take it. Buy anything you want. It's on me. I'm going to take care of Claire.
No. Yeah, okay. And just so you know, Chris, I'm married. I feel like
fuck.
Yeah, I feel like I was pretty clear with that.
You don't act married.
Well, my wife works with us. Ginny,
who?
You know Ginny. Yeah, Ginny.
Ginny's your wife?
Yeah.
No way. Ginny's awesome.
Yeah, I know. That's why. I mean, she's here. She's here right now.
Oh.
Can someone call a bambulance? What's it called? Bambulance?
I didn't even see you sitting there. You're with this guy?
No, it's okay. I did. I called an ambulance. I called an ambulance almost immediately. Yeah, Ginny's great. She calls the ambulances.
We're going to go.
See.
Solid black.
White mist.
Stripes.
White noise.
Mm-hmm.
White stripes.
You got it. Melted chocolate.
Solid.
Frozen
white
vegetables.
Chocolate.
Frozen vegetables.
Remember, the words are also reversed. Melted chocolate.
Melted chocolate. So it'd be
the opposite
solid.
Of chocolate.
Is solid the correct answer? No. Ice.
Yep.
Vanilla ice.
Melted vanilla ice.
Fall on.
Fall on.
Offspring.
Offspring.
Yep.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Is that offspring?
You did it. That actually is really good. I think if we played the intro to Pretty Fly for a White Guy, that's pretty close.
Give it to me, baby.
I think
I haven't heard Offspring in forever. They have some good songs.
Yeah.
Fully charged indignation.
Fully charged indignation.
Okay. What to do with three words?
What's the opposite of indignation? Would be
outdignation, which is what
that,
Lady Macbeth
brother.
Says.
Uh-huh. Outdignation.
What happens when your phone's not fully charged?
Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So
dead
indignation,
mouse.
Surprise, dead.
So.
Something dead.
Something.
Oh,
dead.
Grateful dead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy pass.
Fart daddy.
Oh, Mariah gave me a mommy pass.
Play daddy. Play daddy?
Mommy pass.
Mommy pass.
It's pass or play. The opposite of pass is play.
That mommy pass is my favorite Owen Wilson, mommy? Jason Sudeikis
daddy.
Movie.
Mm-hmm. And then
play daddy.
Pat blank or
daddy
pass.
Play. Daddy play. Daddy play. Daddy play. Daddy play. Daddy play.
Blank daddy.
Sugar daddy. What's the opposite of pass is play?
Blank blank pass.
Puff, puff, run. Give?
Yeah, you got it.
Run, run, daddy. Run, daddy. No. Run, DMC.
Adel, you said the word.
Puff daddy?
Yeah.
Puff daddy.
Butthole repair. This is my favorite one.
Oh, Aaron, I'm so sorry. Are you okay? What?
Yeah, I mean, it's incurable. Butthole, butthole repair.
Repair. What's the opposite of butthole? Mouth? Smash mouth.
Smash mouth. I would love to see a quick scene. This is going to be Aaron and Adel, you both work at a butthole repair shop and you're just like manning the phones taking incoming calls, but again, it's been a pretty slow day.
Thank you for calling Donnie and Donnie Butthole Repair. How can we help you?
Yeah, your website says 9 to 5. Is that your hours?
Yeah, but to be honest with you, we sort of fuck off at 4 p.m. every day because we're tired of looking at buttholes. Right, Donnie?
That's right.
Understandable. Okay, thank you so much.
Oh,
Donnie and Donnie's Butthole Repair. How can I help you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I call a butthole repair store?
Oh, do you got a bone to pick with me?
Do you guys do kitchen sinks?
Well, we do everything but... That's our motto, actually. Everything okay. But we can put a stent in your asshole if it's prolapsed.
No, my cousin's got a kitchen sink stuck in his asshole. I guess I'll call somewhere else. Thank you.
Oh, hold on. Ah, damn it.
Hello, Donnie and Donnie, butthole repair. How can I help you today?
Just the mailman, just delivering your mail.
What do we got, mailman?
Don't go through it.
Open the mail and read it aloud.
Reopen the mail and read it aloud, Mr. Mailman.
This one is from the IRS. It says that you owe. It says that you owe $14,000. Yeah, but
don't read our mail.
Internal rectum system.
I don't think so. Anyway, here's the mail. I'll just leave it here. Thank you.
Look at him walk away. He needs work done. Donnie and Donnie, butthole repair. How can I help you?
Yes, I would like to schedule a butthole repair.
Oh, perfect. How is today in 5 minutes for you?
I'm sorry. I live out of state. I don't know that I can do today.
What state?
I guess I'm in a state of denial right now that my butthole needs repairing.
Yeah, of course.
So I guess I need to be talked into it.
Of course. Well, there's a few things we could do. We can put a stent in. We can also fill it up with plaster of Paris. Now, that will prevent any leakage. That will prevent any discomfort.
Okay.
And then
sure.
You can kind of take the what we would call a butt plug in or out, depending on
okay.
if you're, you know, at the movies or if you're home in the bath.
Sure.
Those are the only two options you can use the plug for.
Okay. Should I describe the extent of the problem, those are just two blank solutions that will work for any problem?
Tell him to come in.
We need you to come in, and I do ask, if you don't mind, not to describe it. I do get a little queasy around butthole talk.
Sure. I was just in I'm the Mailman.
Ah. Read that mail.
Did you read our mail, please?
Scene.
Heir to the throne. Washed fresh.
Air washed fresh? So that would be dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty. What's the opposite of a dirty peasant?
Dirty prince.
Dirty
he just
John?
Goes by prince.
Someone who is not going to be the heir and maybe was had out of your marriage.
Dirty bastard. Old dirty bastard.
Thank you, Taylor, for those. And on that mm-hmm. note, let's go mm-hmm. on a break.
No.
Why?
We were on a break.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just gotta wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison. Big Daddy. Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not Oprah's... one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part. Is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame, and she lives hours away, and that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like, whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't be...
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, JPC. Notice anything different? Let me turn around for you. No.
Oh, you've got that Professor Quirrell thing where you have a face on the back of your head.
Getting warmer.
Okay. What is different about you?
Let me bend over and pick up my keys I dropped.
Oh, you got a bad butt haircut.
Uh-huh. Well, I got my butthole repaired and they trimmed it while I was down there.
That's cool. When my dog had dental work, I had them trim her nails as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like an all-in-one.
Aaron, jealous?
Yeah. Aaron, look at this. Jealous.
Look at this. So, JPC, if I bend down in front of you and open my mouth, you can see Aaron.
Whoa. Yeah, and it's kind of like a kaleidoscope where she's all kinds of different colors. That's very cool.
That shouldn't be a thing.
Honestly, I can see that without looking through you too, so that might just be like an eye thing that I've got going on.
Did you know that's what the Beatles song I'm Looking Through You is about?
Damn, dude, I didn't know that.
It's about Ringo getting his butthole repaired and they could see right through him. From the asshole to the mouth.
When I woke up today, I told God I was determined not to learn a thing. And here I am, not 7.5 years later, and I've just learned something.
And God is what you call Mariah?
Yes.
Can you guys see something in my eye?
No.
Yeah, Aaron, you got a bunch of fucking pretty in there? What's going on?
Aww. I see
the oceans.
That was completely useless. They are useless.
We're not a mirror.
But why not? Just do what I do.
I think, Aaron, if we can't see what's in your eye, that's a problem with your webcam and not us. I think I see an iris.
Great. I think I might have gotten in, though. I think I blinked whatever is out. All right.
Amen.
Well, bye.
No, wait, Aaron.
Wait, what?
Oh, Aaron, sorry. No. We still have to go? Okay.
Yeah, we still have to go.
These are from Graham. Thank you, Graham.
Graham?
You made a joke this past Wednesday's episode. This was a while ago. About Billy Joel lyric riddles and then said, somebody will do that now. I'm that somebody.
Wow.
I hope you know the lyrics to these songs pretty well because otherwise you won't get the answers.
Graham, I remember making this joke and I don't know Billy Joel's songs very well.
Great.
I know them once I hear them.
Okay.
I think you might be able to get these is my hunch. How come the Uptown Girl has never tried multi-grain toast?
Because she's been living in her white bread world.
Yep. Wow.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Okay, so
when
that's...
When Sergeant O'Leary gets his new car, he will find 5 Kathy comics inside. Why?
Because he's driving a Cadillac.
Yeah.
Which is Kathy's famous phrase.
Because Sergeant O'Leary is walking the beat, which...
Nope. Sergeant O'Leary is walking the beat.
Adel, are you happy or do you feel nothing?
I am thrilled.
Okay,
this whole episode, all the riddles are just right in my wheelhouse.
That's true, I agree. Adel's wheelhouse.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. Oh, wait, he's being expelled from the bar. Why?
Because he took his damn dirty penis out and he waved it around the damn bar.
Put away your penis, man. Nobody wants to see that. Because we've all seen a pair of balls and dick. No one is impressed.
I don't know
by
this.
That.
This old man is nursing his whiskey and rye. I know that, right? Or something like that.
Adel, do you know it?
Can I hear it one more time?
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. Oh, wait, he's being expelled from the bar. Why?
Is it something with gin?
Mm-hmm.
Drinking his tonic.
He's being
gin?
Toxic.
For making love to his tonic and gin.
He was making love to his tonic and gin.
Wow, Billy Joel is like a musical Bob Dylan.
What a poet.
I would like to see a scene. Adel, you have just discovered that JPC, your husband, is having an affair, and you're slowly putting the pieces together that it's with a cocktail.
Frank, can I talk to you?
Yeah, I mean... It's pretty late. I was just going to hop in the shower and then head to bed. What did you need to talk about? This can't wait till tomorrow?
No, it can't. The last few nights you've hopped in the shower after being at work late.
I like to do night showers now. I think I'm getting into night showers. I'm going to be a night shower guy.
Yeah, you texted me time for another nowers. And one, I hate that. And two, I think there's something going on. Every time you come home, you have a stain on the front of your shirt.
Okay, well, that's because I do not know how to clean this shirt. So I feel like I am washing it, but whatever I'm doing is not getting the stain out. And honestly, glad you brought it up. Would love to talk to you about that tomorrow because I am pretty beat. So,
what's that on your breath?
Okay.
Is that whiskey?
Here's the thing. There was a free distillery tour happening at work today.
What's his name?
And so, what's that?
What's his name?
Jim. Jin. His name is Jin.
Jim Bean?
His name is Jim Bean. Yeah, I am... I don't know. I mean, yes. I'm having a midlife thing. No. I'm not going to call it a crisis because it doesn't feel bad. And I met someone at work who happens to be a bottle of whiskey. And we are... hitting it off. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It does not mean anything for our relationship.
Every day for the last 5 years, I've walked in on you masturbating furiously to John Hamm.
Hey, baby, you ready to go for a ride?
I'm sorry, that's Jim. No, I really want to hear what I was masturbating to because it's on the tip of my tongue. Like, I remember this happening, but you said every day.
I was going to say all the solo Don Draper scenes in Mad Men when he's just in his office pouring himself a drink.
First of all, try to watch anything with John Hamm in it and not want to jack off a little bit, okay? The guy's a good-looking man. I was watching a Progressive commercial the other day, and I said, hell, I might have to freaking beat my some of my stuff.
Invite him in. I want to meet him. I want to see the man who's fucking
Jim,
my
hey,
husband.
Jim, can you turn off the car? Could you come inside?
Where are his arms?
Beep, beep, burp, burp.
Okay.
Hey, baby. Mwah. Oh. Mwah. Shoot, sorry.
Right on the label? On the label?
I'm the mailman, I mean. Sorry.
No, Jim, it's okay.
Read the mail.
It's okay.
Read the mail.
It's okay. We're caught. They know all about the affair. It's time to come clean.
You look watered down to me.
Wow.
Jim.
Let's not make this personal. Let's not say things
fight?
That we regret.
How much more do you have in you, huh? 5 ounces? This isn't going to
You could do a lot with 5 ounces. You could do a lot with 5 ounces.
That's sad. It's sad.
You're sad.
I am sad.
You know what? I don't need this.
I don't need this.
No, Jim, please stay, okay? Look, Jim loves me, and I have proof. Well, Jim has proof. I want to say...
How much proof?
Like 80?
Are you two going to a mixer? Are you taking him to a mixer right now?
Look, Jim and I are going to meet up with Jack.
And slam. So that was in the drink book in the D section of Adam's Pond. Anything else you'd like to see?
And was the whiskey on Coke?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have a few more. Do you want me to reopen
the
book?
Can you open up this snake book?
Sorry, the book's still open.
Yeah, yeah, here's the snake one.
What did the snake say as a sarcastic response? Anaconda.
Okay.
Great.
Kind of a pun and more, like, I don't know. Yeah,
and we're walking and play we're on walking. Words.
Can we Great. Give it to him? Let's see.
Okay. Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller, more like Emiler. I can't white text on my phone. Sorry, I'm doing a lot of space bars to separate answers. Note.
Oh, space bars. I love Mel Brooks.
Mm-hmm. It can be, this is technically, they said maybe a warm-up riddle, but I think that
okay.
this is. It can be under, it can be over, but it can never be by itself.
Where?
What is it?
Where?
No.
We're under, we're over. Wear by itself.
Hey, Adel, it can be, grow up. Not everything's about underwear, Adel. Grow up.
What about Captain Underpants?
That's about underwear exclusively.
What about when Powdered Toast Man squats down to fly and he gives a little poot?
What is this?
It can be
under,
over,
it can't be over, but it can never be by itself. What is it?
It can be under, it can be
under, it can be over.
But it can't be on itself.
By itself.
By itself.
By itself. B-U-Y?
Under?
Over. Of course not. Of course not.
Of course not. That would be insane.
So
that'd be insane. Question withdrawn.
The over-under makes me think of betting, like a spread on a game. Does that have anything to do with betting?
No.
It can be over. It can be under.
My thought that was Adel was maybe close that it might be like a word play of like a word that goes with both over and under but doesn't go with itself. Like, but I don't
overcooked,
know what that word would
undercooked,
be.
Yeah.
Overcooked, undercooked, cooked
you're
itself.
You're getting close.
Over easy, under easy.
Also, your audio's cut out for a second, so you may have gotten it, but maybe you didn't.
Down under, over, down over, down itself.
It can't be on its own?
Yeah, it doesn't. Socks. It's like something that can be connected to those two words, but isn't a word on its own.
I see. Overestimate. Over it, does the word come before or after over and under?
Is it like a 101?
I'm sorry, Aaron, are we boring
after,
you?
After.
It's after.
Over easy, over educate, over
overdone. Over, these are all words that exist.
Over bored, over overlook, over examine.
First of all, I think it's going to be easier at all. We get there backwards. We start thinking of some words that don't exist. How about this? You go bit.
Framp.
So, under Jimmy. Over.
Can we get a freaking hint?
What's a fucking hint for this, Harry? Come on. I'm feeling
very blank by your response.
If
you were answering really, really quickly, I would feel blanked, over blanked with your response.
Joyed. Overjoyed. Over surprised.
Too much.
Whelmed?
Overstimulated.
Being whelmed is nothing.
Did you like my acting back there? I was acting overwhelmed.
I did, Aaron. Aaron, I really liked your acting.
Did you like my acting back there? Is exactly.
Go ahead.
Did you like my acting back there? Is exactly what Jim Carrey said on the set of Ace Ventura: Pet Detective when he did his famous butthole talking.
Did you like my acting back there? Is a setup for Adel to say underwear.
Underwear.
You can overwhelm, you can underwhelm, but you can never just whelm. And those are from Emmanuel Grant. Thank you, Emmanuel. That ruled. I love that one. That's a great riddle, I think.
That's a very good riddle.
Sorry.
Emmanuel, I know that you intended that to be a warm-up riddle, but I got to say, pretty good cool-down riddle as well. I now feel like I can move from the riddle pool to the riddle hot tub,
and then I'll
be fine temperature-wise.
Amen. So can we do, I don't know, this is going to sound so stupid, and so weird, so dumb. But...
Two voicemails?
Yeah. Oh my God, you knew! Underwear.
What if hypothetically this podcast got a new answering machine? And what if hypothetically you thought of some nice things to say? And then you leave a message.
thank you again, Birdie. That number, 1-805-RIDDLE-1. And if you have a voicemail theme, send it to us, hrrpodcast@gmail.com. You might get it featured on the show. I can't wait for these voicemails.
Hey, guys. I have a recurring dream where I'm, like, driving around the eastern part of Washington, D.C., and, like, killing time before I have to get to Reagan for a flight.
Okay.
And usually I stop for, like, Chinese food, and sometimes I, like, check out a used bookstore. Is that a riddle? What do you think that means? Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Well, in the famous words of Reagan, let me start by saying, well, I don't think so.
I think that you're craving freedom and peace, or you're beaming to your another life that you are living at only at night, and then someone gets murdered. It's you from your other life, and you have to solve your own murder. Sorry, I need to get my big typewriter out and start writing this screenplay. Ignore me.
Wow, it's like the piano from Big, but a typewriter. It really is a big typewriter.
Yeah, I have to use my legs.
She's calling over an old man, and they're typing together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I would say maybe fly out of Dulles. I know it's like, you know, it's like 40 minutes further away, but maybe you kind of, you avoid the dream, basically.
I always call it Dulles.
Ooh, yeah, Dulles Hills Airport. His private
Capitol
airport.
Hill. Okay, Chinese food. What
in a bookstore?
What comes to mind with Chinese food? Fortune cookie, famously an American invention.
Chinese. Can I say?
Yes.
I got Chinese food while I was in Washington, D.C., and I ate my fortune cookie, and there was no fortune in it. I think it was the first time that's ever happened to me in my life where I did not find a fortune cookie. I think it's
Buddy,
because
that's a bad sign.
That means you're going to die.
No, I think it's because when you live in Washington, D.C., you're not technically in a state, so I think that they can't legally put fortune cookies in the fortune.
I think a lot of people are trying to make that a state. When I said, ooh, you're going to die, it made me think of Axl Rose.
Do you know where you are?
Washington, D.C.
I would like if people, you know how everyone's always like, don't describe your dreams to people. They don't care. I care.
Yeah.
Please call in and describe your dreams to us.
We should do a whole episode where we interpret dreams.
Hey, Aaron, I got to say, we did an episode like maybe two episodes ago where we talked about dreams a lot and a ton of people called to tell us about their dreams.
No.
And I deleted all of those messages.
No. Call back. If you did that, call back and re-record it.
Wait, didn't this guy say he had a dream?
Yeah, this person did say that they had
a
dream.
The one got through. So what else? Chinese food?
A bookstore.
Cookie,
bookstore. What else is in bookstore too?
Tomes. Used books, grimoires,
excuse knowledge. Me, I'm looking for a tome.
Fortune knowledge. Fortunato famously from, I want to say something. Where's Fortunato from?
Cigar aficionado.
Cigar aficionado. Arnold Schwarzenegger cut his thumb off.
Yes.
Thumbelina.
Mm-hmm.
Balinese, Mussolini's, yes. Trains on Time.
Yes.
How to Train Your Dragon on Time.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon.
He's doing
Den.
It. He's doing
Lion's
it.
Lion's Den, adult videos.
Wow.
So it sounds like maybe what you want is you want porn. That's what I was recommending.
Yeah.
Took a shortcut.
I will say, no, that is not a riddle. Thank you for your question.
Your Honor.
Huh. Okay, great. Next voicemail.
Hi, McElroy brothers. My question, I need a little advice. My partner and I just moved into a new place, and I was wondering if you have any advice on how to keep motivated when trying to unpack. Thank you very much, Justin, Travis, and Griffin. I look forward to hearing your advice. Thank you.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. They called the wrong podcast.
Wow.
I actually think that their phone number is 1-805-RIDDLE-2. So I believe that it is just a honest mistake.
Yeah, and if anything, I'm a Clint.
Me too. I'm a Clint Howard, though.
Ice cream.
Make it a game. Whoever unpacks the most boxes gets to decide what takeout you order.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Ooh, Chinese. I like that.
I would say unpack each other's stuff and get rid of the stuff that you don't think that person should have anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that. I think that you throwing away your partner's stuff, that's at least going to lead to a fun conversation, which is what I like to call a big fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say if you want to make like unpacking fun, there has to be stakes. So here's what I'll say.
You have to buy stakes.
I will execute a hostage every 30 minutes until your
Alan
entire...
Alan Rickman from Die Hard?
It's actually Air Force One. What's the bad guy from Air Force One?
Yes.
It's
Steve Buscemi.
Gary Oldman. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'll execute a hostage every 30 minutes until the entire house is unpacked. Let's see. We are recording this on blah, blah, blah. And so good luck to you because these hostages, they need to get home.
I missed a doctor's appointment today.
Get off my plane. And also check out Taz. Manny and Devil, Looney Tunes
jackets. Adel, you haven't fully unpacked from moving into your house a couple years ago.
Aaron,
what are you doing? What's something that would motivate you? I'm so sorry. What am I doing?
What would motivate me? Maybe moving into a different house?
Yes, move again.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Are you like an unpack right away? Well, when you guys get home from vacation, what happens to your suitcase? Does it sit there for a couple days? Like, what's going on?
I don't bring a suitcase. I only take what I can eat.
and I shove my suitcase in a corner, buy a new suitcase for my next trip, and start to fill that up for the voyage.
Mm-hmm, you really solved the mystery of why your backpack was made of Twizzlers when I saw you.
I am a big, as soon as I get home, unpack and put everything back in its same place and then do a load of laundry with all of my dirty clothes. I'm a big get it all out of the way immediately.
Hmm, must be nice.
No, it's not. Can't say it is.
Whereas I get home from a trip, I dump all my stuff on the floor. 6 months go by and I go, I should really get to that. Another 6 months go by and I say, did I not do this already? Another 3 months go by and Gemma says, hey, those clothes have been on the floor for a year and a half. Can you do something about it? And I yell at her and say, we're getting divorced. 3 more months go by and I say, Gemma, please take me back. And she goes, if you clean off the floor. And I refuse to do it. So Gemma and I are divorced and...
Whoa, so much happened.
Yeah, is that why you wore dirty clothes to your divorce party?
That's why I call it the dirty D.
Beyond dreams, can I make another voicemail request?
Please. Absolutely.
You're calling and asking us for advice. I would love, just once, if someone called in and gave just pretty standard good advice. Like, what hot tip, trick, life hack do you have? Call in with the advice that you love to give people. Is there a certain way you get cheap plane tickets? Is there a certain way
Tuesdays at midnight. You
motivate yourself? Something like, I want some sort of life hack. I want to learn from you. I don't know shit, you guys. I'm a mess. I need your help.
Keep them around 30 seconds.
Brief.
Always buy plane tickets on a Tuesday night. Never buy them on a Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is the type of shit I'm talking about.
Here's my thing. Always buy plane tickets last minute because that's when you're going to get the very best prices and they're going to be very nice to you.
Famously.
Adel, anything to plug?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm so sorry, sir.
Anything to plug?
He just got his butt plugged.
I'm so sorry.
Are you making fun of my butthole repair?
No.
I would like to recommend.
It looks good.
Thank you. I would like to recommend Donnie and Donnie's Butthole Repair Shop. What was the phrase that was? Anything but? I think it was
anything but. Uh-huh.
I think that was the joke
anything
I made.
Anything but the kitchen sink.
Thank you. Aaron, anything you would like to plug?
I would like to plug Sitcom D&D. You can find it anywhere you find podcasts. GPC, can you, I don't know, this is going to sound crazy, just like give up your plug time to read a 5-star review from our show?
I don't even want the fucking plug time, but I will say that if you want to listen to part 2 of Aaron's Camp Solve Away, you can go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and listen to that this Friday. Here is a review from FireVex. FireVex says, hey, awesome, more like it. My name is Ryan. I've been listening to Hey Riddle Riddle since the beginning. I'm a Patreon subscriber too, which means that Ryan will be able to listen to part 2 of Camp Solve Away. I've driven across the country during the pandemic re-listening to a lot of the show, and it helped me keep me in high spirits. I even want to try improv. Everything you guys put out makes my day that much better. Now that that's out of the way, I do have a podcast of my own called This Is How We Feel. It's a movie podcast with four hosts where every week we take a piece of media, usually movies, break it down, and tell you how we feel. You can find us at RustyNinjaStudios.com, Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. This Is How We Feel. I hope you guys read this one.
This is how we feel.
I hope you guys read this one on the show. I heart monkey bones. It's Little Monkey Bones. That is the last time I get tricked into reading a plug for someone else's podcast.
Well, hold on.
I think it's going to be the last time he gets tricked. I think you should all go for it.
Terrible idea.
Anything you want to whisper to our listeners?
Oh, sorry.
Well, here's something I'll say, JBC. Maybe if they're doing a movie podcast, maybe they're saying that they love the 1990s Chris Kattan, Brendan Fraser vehicle Monkey Bone?
I think they probably just pluralized it, but what they wanted to say was Fraser's back, baby, and now is the time to go rewatch Monkey Bone.
Is Brendan Fraser doing a Fraser reboot?
Yes.
Would
he's Niles.
Love that. Take all my money. Take all my money.
Tossed mummy and something, scrambled eggs.
Well, actually, that Fraser reboot, not only do they have Brendan Fraser attached, it's actually pretty big casting news that, Aaron, I think that you wanted to share on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, please.
Jupiter.
Aaron, please. Bye forever.
Oh, no.
Sorry, my snake's not home. He went to the shed.
Okay.
To the shed?
The aquarium?
No. That's
Hey there, cool campers and know-it-all little siblings. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's part two, the thrilling conclusion of our Patreon stretch goal, Camp Solveaway. You can listen to that, plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.